Došli smo ti, majko draga, sa svih strana ove zemlje. Donijesmo ti jade svoje i u njima svoje želje. Pogledaj nas, utješi nas, svoje ruke stavi na nas, svome sinu preporuči, majko mira moli za nas. Pogledaj nas, utješi nas, svoje ruke stavi na nas, svome sinu preporuči, majko mira moli za nas.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and with your spirit. Today, the Church, brothers and sisters, celebrates the Apostle St. Thomas, a man who, along with other 11, is part of the foundation of the Church that we are all built on. Thomas is very important because in a very brief time of period, we can see in him that what pertains and concerns each one of us, the change from belief to unbelief, from unbelief to belief. Almost there is like a Thomas's rule. The more unbelief there is in me, the more that I am in the center of attention, the more that I am in the center of the world, to the pinnacle of unbelief, which the best can be defined by Satyr, even if there is God, it would completely be indifferent because it wouldn't change anything. I am in the center. And that we see what is happening when the place of unbelief is replaced by place of belief. It is the permitting of the center to be taken by God. And that is why when the Church at the beginning calls us to renounce sin, it calls us to withdraw from the center, that we no longer be the center of the world, but that we may permit God to be that, and that we may be that what we are. Because sin would not be convincing if it does not try to convince that we are the most important, if our heart is the most important, as what I want is the most important, and everything else is completely unimportant. To renounce sin means to permit God to be who He is. Let us repent for our sins. Let us take a step back and let us permit the living God to take the center place. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I've done, what I've failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
i na zemlji mir ljudima dobre volje. Hvalimo te, blagoslivljamo te, klanjamo ti se, slavimo te. Zahvaljujemo ti radi velike slave tvoje, Gospodine Bože, Kralju nebeski, Bože Oče svemogući. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gospodine Sine, jedino rođeni Isuse Kriste, Gospodine Bože, jaganče Boži, Sine očev, koji oduzimaš grijehe svijeta, smiluj nam se. Koji oduzimaš grijehe svijeta, primi našu molitvu. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo. Koji sjediš s desne Otcu, smiluj nam se. Jer ti si jedini svet, ti si jedini Gospodin, ti si jedini svevišnji Isuse Kriste, sa Svetim Duhom u slavi Boga Oca. Amen. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo.
Pomolimo se. Svemogući Bože,
Almighty God, that we may glory in the feast of the blessed Apostle Thomas, so that we may always be sustained by his intercession, and believing, may have life in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, whom Thomas acknowledged as the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.